the function with separate information. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I don't think that we'll want to make different features for different apps just because that's more work. I think that we would take whatever feedback we're receiving from the dry cleaners, we'll figure out which features are the most valuable, and then we'll put those in. And I'm sure, like, as we go, we could add more and more features that, say, all dry cleaners have the capability of, and then maybe you don't necessarily have to tell your users that those are available. But, you know, it's like, I think with voice, it's not clunky because you don't see the, you know, so say you have an iPhone app and it could get really clunky if there's too many options. But with voice, it's like you don't see them. You just have to know it exists. And so we could have a million different features that just people don't know are there. So I don't know if that's a bad thing. That might be an advantage to, you know, voice.
Yeah, but I mean, if those are all going to be universal to all of the dry cleaners, then there isn't really a reason to have separate Lambda functions.
Yeah, exactly. That was like a long-ended agreeing with you.
Yeah. So instead of creating extra Lambda functions is more complicated because, like, whenever you want to update any code, you have to update all of them. So you can't just, like, manually do it. You have to, like, set up some automated way to do it. And, like, it just adds more complication. It's much easier if they just have all the same functionality and then you store all of the dry cleaner specific info in, like, Dynamo or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also, we're using Firebase for a lot of stuff. Which I don't really understand why. Dynamo database on AWS has the same functionality and it's like twice as fast. It's way faster. Like Firebase can take like a few seconds sometimes. Dynamo is like a couple milliseconds for everything.
Really?
It's way better than Firebase.
It's probably more integrated with Lambda functions anyways, you know?
Yeah, they come from like the server center.
Yeah. Do you have like experience? Like, where did you use Dynamo? Did you use them in other apps you were using, or like?
Yeah. The default, like Jovo database integration is with Dynamo.
Okay.
And I just use it whenever you use AWS, you usually want to use like Dynamo instead of some other people, unless you're doing something complicated and you want to use MongoDB. But this is simple, and because Dynamo is pretty limited in functionality, just like Firebase, but it's like super, super fast.
Yeah, and Mongo's for more complicated stuff?
Yeah, MongoDB is a much, much more feature-rich database than Dynamo, but it also has a lot of overhead because of it.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a lot slower, but it's way easier to work with, and you can do way cooler stuff with it.
Okay.
Dynamo's just super simple, like, you know the key of what you want to get, you can get it in like 4 milliseconds.
Damn.
That's like the whole thing of it. So like it's much better, like it, simple applications, Dynamo is like the best you can use.
What would Mongo would be more for if you wanted to do like not in-house data analysis or something?
MongoDB is more for like advanced querying. Like so, like you can use Mongo as a Mongo's like a database and a search engine bundled into one. You can do some like crazy shit. Like you can query if you have a bunch of documents. It's set up the same way as Firebase, but it's much more advanced than Firebase. You could set up a bunch of documents with just like latitude and longitudes in them, and then you can say a query, say give me everything within 5 miles of this, and it's like that's. I mean, I know that doesn't sound amazing, but that's like a crazy thing to do with a database.
No, that sounds pretty dope.
Yeah, so, but Mongo, it's totally unnecessary for the dry cleaner thing. Like, it's
yeah, weird. Well, right now, I mean, we simply have orders. In the future, I mean, we also can get emails and things, and I'm sure it'll get more and more, and we can capture user intent, and then we can even take the data from each user and say, okay, this user often, you know, orders the dry cleaning of her, you know, super expensive Louis Vuitton Tom Ford dress. Well, then she's more likely to be in this group of people, and then you could, like, what else can we sell her? Things like that, so. But I don't know, that's kind of a long ways away, you know? So, I'll have to see.
Complex data analysis is definitely, you need to use something like Mongo. But Dynamo has, like, a super easy user storage integration with Jovo. Like, yeah, you can just write Jovo code. You don't even have to write any DynamoDB code. You just tell Jovo you want to use Dynamo, and it just, like, stores it in there for you. It's really cool.
Yeah. We should do a, like, Firebase versus DynamoDB, like, podcast. We should have you and Pat on.
Oh, and blows it out of the water. It's not even close.
Really? Really?
I mean, look, just look up any, like, top NoSQL database right now, and Firebase isn't even on most of the list.
Really?
Yeah.
It's okay, we're using Firestore. We're using Firestore.
Firebase.
Same Z's. No, I know it's the same like product, and it's just Firestore is like Firebase 2.0 or whatever, but Pat really likes it. So I'm going to ask him, you know, why he likes Firebase.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure.
But see, this really is good though. These are questions that I can't bring up. So, like, you just being able to hop on the phone and say, hey, like, I think it'd be a good idea to check out Dynamo because it's way faster. You know, that's a huge value add that we can bake in the early stages, and it'll save us time and money down the road. You know, like, right now, we're porting everything to V2, so they just came out with Jovo V2. So Samir was playing with that, and he's working on transferring all the apps to Jovo V2. That way we can add a lot more functionalities like Google, like transactions API and things like that, because they won't. Google won't let us. We submitted. They said we have to add the transactions API because we are doing transactions. Then we blatantly, when you first launch it, the initial tell is, "Welcome to my dry cleaner. This app does not charge you or conduct any transactions." We just blatantly say it right when the app opens. But they still turned it down because we had other problems. So they're really being a lot more stingy. And so, but we know what? It's fine though because we're making the app better.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's kind of putting though to say that right at the beginning.
No, it definitely is. But we just wanted the app it to get approved. Like, because we, okay, this was like,
so
the
you
third
can edit
time.
The prompt, then they don't say anything.
Yeah, yeah. We can probably edit the tell anyways. You know, we could change it. So.
Oh, you totally can. They don't watch it afterwards.
Once you get it approved, yeah. So, you know what, though? It's like we're just doing like what they tell us, and then we're resubmitting, and then we're just going to keep doing that until we get approved. Because, you know, they're just telling us what we need to do to make our app better. So, it's pretty dope. Well, that's all I have, dude. But, like, do you have any other ideas that you think that we could build into the code base that would make it better?
Yeah, I mean, definitely, like, you know how the last, like, order confirmation takes, like, 10 seconds?
Yeah.
That's Firebase. Mm-hmm. That's the entire reason why it
takes 10 seconds. Okay, yeah, okay. It does.
What'd you say? I'm sorry.
It takes a long time.
Yeah, that's, like, entirely because of Firebase. I mean, I'm kind of shitting all over it. It's not the worst thing ever, but if you're using Lambda, Dynamo, it's really better every single time, because, you know, for Firebase you have to communicate with Google servers. Now from AWS, if you just keep it all on AWS, it's just way quicker.
Does Google have an equivalent of Lambda?
Yeah, they have a Google Cloud, has, there's cloud functions, but the thing is Jovo is only supported on Lambda. When you make Google Assistant actions like in the normal SDK, then you host it on Cloud Functions normally, but Jovo only supports AWS Lambda, so you have to just make it.
Okay. I wonder how hard it would be for them to build it for Google Cloud, too.
Oh, it wouldn't be hard at all, but AWS is just much better.
Yeah, you think AWS and everything they offer is better than Google Cloud and what they offer?
I mean, Google Cloud has some, it's probably better, like, AI-wise, but like the standard serverless stuff, like Lambda is just amazing. It's the best serverless thing you can use. It's just, I don't know. I mean, I personally think AWS is a million times better than Google.
Pat likes Firebase because it's newer and they're doing maybe things that they're not, you know, perfect yet, but what will be coming, maybe he likes better. I'll talk to him about it though. We'll see what he says.
Yeah, Firebase and Dynamo are different. They're both NoSQL databases, but they're different types of NoSQL databases. Firebase is what's called document-based, And Dynamo is a key value store. So Dynamo is inherently, like, key value stores are way faster than document databases. So if you're using something simple where you're just getting something by key every single time, which is all that my dry cleaner is doing, then it's always way faster. But Firebase and MongoDB are the same type of database. They're both document-based. And if you're ever going to use a document-based database, MongoDB is a million times better. Firebase is kind of just the worst MongoDB at this moment in time. That's just like the current state of things.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. That's so cool. Like they're both NoSQL, but they're different types of NoSQL. A better comparison would be Mongo and Firebase, and Mongo is just obviously it's the most popular NoSQL right now. It's amazing. It's really good.
Yeah.
But it's
very hot right now. Very hot.
What'd you say?
I said very hot right now. Very hot.
Very hot. No, I'm sorry. I get. but yeah, for the website, to enter, it's called New Dry Cleaners.
Yeah.
I could easily do that because I have experience with React and this library called AWS Amplify.
Uh-huh.
And it's really look into it. It's really cool. It's a serverless tool chain for making serverless web apps. So it's basically instead of having like a web server that you get the files from, so like a web server that just sits on a Linux server somewhere that sends you HTML and JavaScript, and then whenever you want to change, you have to like send requests to that server, it sends you shit back. It's a new type of website making where it's you just send a static JavaScript thing, and all of the interactions that you make are to Lambda.
Uh-huh.
You like replace a web server with a bunch of Lambda functions that do very specific functions. It's a really cool way of thinking about it, and it would be really easy.
And then you can just multiply it many times.
Yeah. So that would really probably be the best and easiest way.
Uh-huh.
To
have you heard of Kubernetes?
Yeah, of course.
Are you familiar with it?
I haven't worked with it, but I know about it. Yeah.
Okay, because I have a buddy that works at Grange Insurance. It's like an insurance company in Columbus. He is a architect for them, and he, you know, I helped him with his presentation. He did a presentation at one of like their tech weekends or whatever, and I helped him with the presentation, and I just like learned a little bit about it when he was telling me about it. So I want to ask him like how he thinks, like, because he was saying that, you know, it's like basically instead of virtual machines, you just use Kubernetes, but it's like software within software. You just have containers that you run it in, and then you can multiply those and change them. So, but like, I think that it's probably for pretty complicated stuff. I don't know if we would need it, and maybe we would just go with what you're saying. Like, I don't even know if they are comparable though. You know what I'm saying?
Lambda is kind of like Kubernetes Lite, sort of, because a Lambda function is a VM. It's just you put code on a VM, but it's not always alive. It's just a VM that can turn on super quickly.
Yeah.
So every time you request to it, it just turns on, executes the code, and then goes away.
Uh-huh.
So it's a little it's a little bit different. Like the whole idea with like serverless web apps is that like you don't have to have a web server just like sitting and waiting. You just send them the JavaScript, and then whenever they want to make changes or whenever they need to submit something, it fires up a Lambda function, does your thing, and then goes away.
Yeah.
It's really cool. It's like a pretty new way.
It's so nice. Dude, sometimes we do stuff, and I'm just like, I love living in the future. It's so easy.
Yeah, dude, you can just spin up a freaking virtual computer in like 1 millisecond, have it do whatever you want, and then it goes away. Like,
and multiply it a million times.
Yeah, and you can have a million of them running at once. Like, it's incredible.
Yeah, software will eat the world, or software is eating the world. Blah blah blah. But
it already has.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, like, thank you so much. I feel like I got a lot smarter during this conversation. I'll talk to Pat.
Really? I feel like I just kind of talked at you. I'm sorry.
No, you educated. Seriously, you educated me. Like, we need to have you and Pat just talk to each other on the podcast about just anything to do with engineering or anything, like, and you guys could just jam, and I feel like you guys could educate each other and then just have a very stimulating conversation, you know?
Yeah.
Because, like, cool. I can add a little bit, you know, I could throw in, like, I know a teeny tiny bit about Mongo, a teeny tiny bit about Firebase, and Kubernetes. I just basically am throwing names out there. But you know what I'm saying? And you're just taking that and you're like, oh yeah, this, this, and this, and you're going. I'm like, oh my God, dude, thank you. Like, but now I can see my
notes. You're lining up and I'm dunking it in.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just like tossing you the ball and you're hitting a home run. So, but maybe, you know what I'm saying? Maybe you just need some idiot to talk to and then you can just get it all out there, you know? Just a sounding board.
That's what we're doing. Me and Pat, actually, I did a podcast with him a while ago in like June.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, I think we talked about this.
Did you?
I think
talked about it with you or you talked about it with him?
I think that I talked about it with you the last time and I said I was going to watch it and I didn't. So I'm going to go back. I'll like listen to it right after we hang up.
It's not interesting, don't worry.
Really?
It's okay, you can do as much.
Really?
It's just, because like he, it was when I just got my, I was just finishing up with my first Upwork job, because he was the one that got me into Upwork.
Yeah.
Too. And so I like texted him about it or something and he just like kind of interviewed me on my first Upwork experience. That was about it. It wasn't like anything technical. He's just talking about Upwork and freelancing.
Yeah. Okay. Still, I'll listen to it, and then I can give you shit for something.
Okay. Yeah, I probably sound like an idiot.
Yeah, that's what I'm going for. I'm just going to get ammo.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, dude. Well, I'll let you go. Thanks for getting on the call. I will ask you for consulting often. You know, maybe I'll just text you a question in Slack or something like that, or if someone's having trouble. Dude, wait. We need to get you like at just like maybe record like some sort of 5-minute educational piece that we could put in the Udemy course. That would be sick, dude. Because you know, okay. Jovo, you've built stuff. So I'll ask Pat what he thinks that we need, and then maybe try to think about what you could provide. Because you know a lot about linking to Firebase, but maybe you could do a linking to Dynamo or like something like that, or just writing clean code or something like that.
Okay. That, if you got, that's good for me to do that. I think I can, I don't know if I'm very educationally good, but I'll give it a shot.
No, dude, no, seriously. Like all you have to do is just simply just explain what you're doing. Cause we had Samir do it and it looks so like the course as a whole, it's just like, oh, there's two people on it now, like teaching. And if we have like three people on it and then we want to get all the other developers on it, like it'll just be a accumulation of knowledge, because some of the guys learned how to code through the course and they'll be like, well, this is kind of something I got hung up on, and it's like, oh, like it was kind of an oversight that Pat didn't think about, and then they'll add it to the course so that, you know, there's no gaps.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Dope. Well, I'm glad I thought of that idea. Okay, dude. Thank you so much. I'll let you go. I'll stop talking. I'll just keep you posted on Dry Cleaner, you know? We'll be posting in there. I told Samir to write updates and stuff.
For the whole, like, segmentation of the different Dry Cleaners, automation, and, like, the website structure to set it up, I got, like, a great vision in my mind right now. So whenever you guys, like, get around to actually doing it, let me know.
Good. Right now, we are doing Stripe. We are doing automated pipelines for just pushing code to Bitbucket, and then permissions for remembering your order so that after the first time you order, you know, most dry cleaning orders are going to be very similar. You can just have the same order. And so it'll be literally like launch my dry cleaner and then place my order for pickup. And that's it. You know, it'll remember your name, number, everything like that. So that'll be a really nice UX.
Just aren't using Firebase for that, right? Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. That is the ideal. Like, that is what the Jovo Dynamo integration
is for. All right. Good. We'll let Pat hear this and then make a decision for himself. How about that?
Oh, yeah. No, because, like, I don't know if you've ever seen it, but, like, there's literally, you could just be like, in Jovo, this.user.data, and then just like equal a JavaScript object, and then it'll like ship it off to Dynamo for you. Like, you don't have to write the actual database interactions.
Yeah. Well, dude, we're getting smarter. Who knows how much time we spent like putting that, like getting the Firebase to work, and then we could have just done this. But you know what? Like, we learned a lot. Like, dude, the thing is, we're learning a lot.
And time if you're struggling with something.
Yeah.
Even if you don't end up using it, you still learn how to work through it, and then you can apply it to a similar use case later.
Yeah, we're just ratcheting up. We're getting stronger every time. So, all right, dude. Well, I keep saying I'm going to go, so I'll go for real. Thanks for hopping on, dude. Seriously.
Yeah.
All right. Peace out, man. Have a good holiday. I'll just shoot you over if I have any questions, I'll shoot them to you on Slack or something.
All right.
Okay, bro. Take it easy.
Yeah.